the items that we need to go to now. Action item number 9, discussion and possible action on Costello Island lease.
Okay, we came to y'all in October regarding the Costello Island lease and brought you an option whereby we would be giving Costello Island, and you heard some of the folks come up and talk to y'all this morning during the comment period, but we would be giving Costello Island a residential lease, and once again understand that they had a request for a new lease prior to the moratorium, which is why we're able to consider their request. We originally asked back in October regarding one residential lease for their residential area, an airstrip and a barn and a landing. They had originally also asked whether or not they could renew their wilderness lease, and staff's position had been no. Now, you all asked us to go back and formulate some additional options, which we've done, and that's what we have here to present to you all. We've got 5 different options, the first option being what we originally presented back in October, being one residential lease, including the residential area, airstrip, barn, and the boat landing, and then that would also allow them a grazing lease surrounding the area of the barn. Option 2 would be to separate that lease out into separate leases, one lease for the residential area, and then an additional lease or leases that would be terminable by the authority upon a certain date's notice. We presented at this point in time, we suggest a year notice for the airstrip, barn, and landing area and the grazing area. Option 3 would be individual residential leases for each of the individual sublease lots that we showed you all when we were here last time. Their residential area is about 11 acres with 7 different lots and a common area as well. And the idea would be to grant individual leases that would be of sufficient size for septic purposes and contingent also upon correcting any septic issues that are out there. And then terminable leases on the remainder of the airstrip, barn, and landing. Option 4 would be going with a commercial lease. Since they are subleasing out there and our residential leases under current policy does not allow subleasing, we could go with a commercial lease that allows subleasing of that property. And once again, terminable leases on the airstrip, barn, and landing. And then finally, option 5 is an option pretty much with any lease. You could just choose not to renew the lease and let it expire in its own term.
Okay. One thing I want to say is whatever option we're going to give them, you know, they applied for a new lease back a few years ago, so I think it's incumbent on the board to find a resolution to this. One thing, whatever happens, there needs to be language in the resolution in the lease that they will affirmatively extinguish the 2012 expiring lease, because this is going to be a new lease. We're not going to have double leases. So that has to be extinguished, and I think. Director Ball?
Can I make a motion?
You can make a motion.
I'll make a motion if we do. Option number 1.
There's a motion for option number 1. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, so we have an option. We have option number 1 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Please poll the board.
Really quick, Matt, can I ask a question really quick? Are you all this option 1 is a residential lease. Is the idea that you're all wanting to make this also subject to what Mr. Patterson came up and discussed prior to in his comments?
I believe
he made an offer regarding Costello Island.
I believe it would be. Are you amenable to changing your motion to having that in part as part of your motion?
Yes. I think so.
So as part of that motion, making it subject to Mr. Patterson's conversation this morning, it would be contingent upon that. I'm sorry, John, please.
Can I ask a question, maybe, Mr. Ball? Why do you think this is better than just separate leases?
I just I know the people that are on the island now. They've been on it 60 years, and this is what they would like. And I think they deserve that. They got their nose in ahead of time and for this lease. And it's been ongoing now for quite some time.
Is this a point where we may have some discussion?
If you wish, yes.
Mr. Chairman, the only reason I have hesitation about this option is that this doesn't really treat Costello Inc. and the subleases in a fiduciary manner with the other folks who lease out there at Possum Kingdom. It puts them in a whole separate category. And there has been some question, I guess, for some time about really what type of lease this is, commercial, residential, or whatever. And I just think that we have to look at the overall picture and how it affects people all around the lake. And if we have these special categories, I think individual leases would be more in keeping with what we have around the lake for each of the subleases. I don't still quite understand what the relationship is there.
Okay. And just to keep track, we've had one speak in favor and one speak. I'm assuming you're speaking against the motion?
I'm speaking against the motion, yes.
Okay. Do we have anyone who speaks in favor of the motion? Okay. I'd
just like that question. Can you show the slide what option one covers? You know, you had that one photo up there.
This is what option one would look like. What's in the green outline would be the residential lease.
Okay. And the other ones will be terminal leases?
And the other options, the area that you see there in blue, the area that's outlined in purple, and the boat landing down here that's also, I don't know what color that's outlined, it's in green, would be terminable leases under the other option that the authority would have upon, and we suggest a year notice to terminate upon that notice. But otherwise, it would be, I think the idea is that the leases would run concurrent with the residential lease that you see in yellow.
But it'd be just a terminal with 365 days, or it's annual renewal, or?
It would be terminable upon a notice period. And like I said, we suggest a one-year notice period. But it would be, that would be the blue section, the purple area, and the other boat landing down here.
And the option one?
Option one, there would be no terminable ability. Option one, what would happen is the airstrip, the barn, the entire area in purple would be under a grazing lease, but the barn, which is the green strip in the middle, and then the boat landing down here would all be part of the residential lease, subject to FERC approval, because they all lie inside the FERC project area. We would need to go to FERC and get FERC's approval to allow those leases, to allow the lease to continue to have those uses associated with it, but it would all be part of one lease, and no, it wouldn't be terminable. Under options 2, 3, and 4, where we split up the lease into two different leases. One lease is the residential area, the remainder would be under either separate leases or a single sort of special use lease that would be terminable.
Okay, Director Bell, did you have
something? We have a lot of conversation about it. If FERC were to go away, what happens to the property that's in FERC under option one?
It's not in the lease?
It's not in the lease.
You mean the surrounding area? That, as part of this lease, that's what I'm saying, as part of this lease, there has to be an affirmative relinquishment of the 2012 expiring lease. It'll revert back to the BRA.
Okay.
It is all in.
Okay. So if that event occurred, then the BRA would be back in play on the remaining island.
Right.
But not the runway or the grazing area.
Yeah, option one.
On option one.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I seconded this motion. I'm certainly amenable to option number two as well. To me, I think that we should do all this in the residential, do it as residential and as one lease, and allow Mr. Patterson to deal with it from there, so that we don't have to divide it up and spend any more time on it. To me, that is the most important. If the rest of the board is more amenable to option number two, then I'm certainly could go along with that as well and hear those reasons why you'd want to.
Let me speak again to your motion. Go ahead.
I could go for two. I'd rather do one, but okay. I could go for two.
I think
really quick, let me just, because I sense maybe a little bit of confusion on the FERC issue. On the island right now, the area that you see shown in yellow is not in FERC. It does have a 25-foot buffer like a number of our other, like all of our other residential leases do, but that area in yellow is not inside FERC. The remainder of the island is inside the FERC project area. I think the idea that I hear Director DeClue is saying is he wants them, as part of this lease deal, to release their current lease of the remainder of the island, this wilderness lease, and release whatever they have leased in their second lease that's also in FERC, other than the airstrip and the boat and landing. Now, if you go with option number one, I think you included in Patterson, what happens is that's an entire lease. So the entire lease is in Patterson. Now the airstrip, the barn, and the landing would be treated more like the buffer strip. There's not going to be a present interest in it. It'll be an executory interest that would activate. It would sort of self-activate in the future. If FERC were to ever go away, then they would automatically take ownership of that. And so that's what happens with number one. Under options two, three, and four, with the separate terminable lease, the airstrip, the barn, the landing would not be part of the divestiture. There wouldn't be an executory interest in it. And when FERC went away, it would still be in the possession of the authority, and it would be up to us whether to continue leasing it for the term that we have associated with it. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'll withdraw my first motion. Another motion.
Director McKnight, do you concur with the, since you seconded,
yes,
you have to concur with the withdrawal of the motion.
I do if he will make the motion for option two.
Option two.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor now for option two, seconded. Yes.
Do we still include that as subject to the presentation Mr. Patterson made this morning?
I believe so. Option two, and correct me if I'm wrong, is there's going to be two leases. If you go to the yellow portion, the residential area, that would be a residential lease. The other remaining portion that was the airstrip, the barn, and whatnot, will be under a terminable.
Yeah, we're going to bring it up here real quick,
okay,
and we can show it.
Well, you might be able to better describe it than I would. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Option two, you would have potentially two separate leases, or we could do it multiple leases. That can be figured out. But what you've got is you will have one residential lease of that entire 11-acre residential area that includes all the subleased homes. And then you would have a separate terminable lease, or terminable leases if they wanted to do them individually, but of the airstrip, the barn and the grazing area, and the boat landing area. Those would be separate terminable leases that would run with coterminous terms with the residential lease, except that those leases would be special use leases that authority could terminate upon a year's notice.
Are those terminal leases subject to FERC approval?
They will be subject to FERC approval, yes. And if FERC were to say no, then we wouldn't be able to enter into those leases. But yeah, they will be subject to FERC approval. And the cost for getting that FERC approval would be upon Costello Island folks, who the lessees.
Between this option and option three, which one is most similar to the residential property that Mr. Patterson is buying under the?
Probably option number three. option three would basically be dividing the lots up into their individual lots. Right now, most of the sublease lots, is my understanding, they're fairly small. They're not. They don't meet our septic requirements and so forth. So we would need to include additional land to make them at least half an acre or so to fit our septic requirements, and they'd need to fix septic issues if they exist. But that option, we would also have a common area lease for that they would be able to enter into.
And option three does that. It gives
that's
them
what
that
the option three does. And that and now the reason we'd say that looks more similar to our other leases that are part of the Patterson deal is that Costello Island is the only lease that we have out there that allows this sort of residential subleasing in the way that they do. And so if you were to give them a residential lease and allow it to sublease and the amount of land that you'd be subleasing, we don't have any other leases out there like that. All of our leases are smaller half-acre to one-acre leases of single-family residential use. This isn't really single-family residential since there's multiple residences out there.
Well, let me ask you. I know I keep asking another question. On option two, if Mr. Patterson buys it and turns around and sells it back to the owners, or back to the people who are leasing it now, does he sell the whole 11 acres, or does he sell it by lot? Or how's he divided up?
I really don't know. I would assume that he's kind of stated it's a pass-through for the 2%.
I think what you'd have to do is the way House Bill 3031 is worded is any third-party purchaser who buys the entire lot has to then turn around and sell it to the lessee. And the lessee in this case is an entity that leases that entire 11 acres. So it wouldn't be sold to the individual person who owns each of those seven lots, or who subleases those seven lots. It would go to the entity. There are restrictions also in House Bill 3031 that don't allow a residential lot to be further subdivided. So I think there could be some issues if you were to do the entire 11-acre tract with those being subdivided in the future. It would probably require either revision to House Bill 3031 and the declaration of 3035.
At that point, we would be party to that.
You wouldn't be.
Bob, what I'm trying to see is what you're saying is we would be selling the entire 11 acre split, and then they would have to deal with it from there.
Okay.
We would be out of it.
Handle it. Okay.
Yeah. That would be their problem to try and settle. Any more conversation? More discussion? Okay. If you would please poll the board. Keep in mind, this is for option two.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to enter into a residential lease agreement with Costello Island, Inc., wherein Costello Island, Inc. shall have the right to sublease up to 10 cottage sites for single-family residential use. The lease rate for the first five-year period shall be the greater of 1% of the county appraisal district assessed value of the leased property. Or two, the rate is determined by the current methodology associated with this lease, adjusted for acreage. Thereafter, the lease rate shall adjust in accordance with the Brazos River Authority's residential lease rate methodology then in effect. And be it further resolved that before a residential lease agreement is executed, such property must be brought into compliance with current on-site sewage facility regulations, and be it further resolved that the General Manager, CEO, is authorized to enter into a non-residential lease agreement with Costello Island, Inc. for an airstrip, boat landing, and barn and grazing area as presented to the Board of Directors and the Brazos River Authority at its January 25th, 2010 meeting, provided, however, such lease shall be subject to Federal Energy Regulatory Commission approval. Costello Island, Inc. shall be solely responsible for all costs associated with obtaining FERC approval and complying with any FERC requirements regarding such use of the project area. The lease rate for the airstrip and boat landing for the first five-year period should be the greater of 1% of the county appraisal district assessed value of the leased property, or two, the rate is determined by the current methodology associated with this lease, adjusted for acreage. Thereafter, the lease rate shall adjust in accordance with the Brazos River Authority amended the lease rate methodology then in effect. The lease rate for the barn and grazing area shall be in accordance with the Brazos River Authority's current grazing lease procedures. The lease shall run concurrent with the Costello Island, Inc. residential lease agreement of even date for a term of 20 years plus 10-year extension. However, such lease shall be terminable by the Brazos River Authority for any reason upon 365 days written notice. And you have the...
Mr. Chairman, then that's also subject to Mr. Patterson's...
Be it further resolved that approval to enter into such new lease agreement shall be subject to Costello Island, Inc. relinquishing and terminating its current leases of the wilderness area and the 84-acre portion of the island. And we don't have the rest written out, but be it further resolved that this lease shall be subject to the offer that was presented by Mr. Patterson during the comment period of this board meeting.
Is that satisfying?
Okay.
You would please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluitt?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
No.
Director Christian?
No.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Abstain.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
No.
Director Kilgore?
No.
Director Mackey?
No.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Scott?
No.
Director Sloan?
No.
Director Tesh?
No.
Director Ward?
Abstain.
Okay, one moment, please.
That's a close one.
Calculator.
That's a close one.
Difference of opinion.
I have not. 8 noes, 9 yes. Okay, the motion passes 9-8 with 2 abstentions.